It's a great time. We all love it, but it can also be quite a stressful time too. So here to help us get through the festive season with our health and well-being intact are holistic health coaches and authors of From Living Hell to Living Well, Heidi and Steve Jennings. Morning to you both.
Morning, Mel.
Good morning, Mel.
Morning. Nice to have you both on the phone. First up, tell me a little bit about your book that you've got out, From Living Hell to Living Well.
Sure. Well, it's our first book and we've just published it. And basically, it's a broad overview of our business. So we go into our background stories and how we came to be both holistic health coaches. We've got a very unique story. We cover a lot of our coaching philosophies and, you know, the things that we live by personally and how we coach our clients. And then we also go into the nuts and bolts of our coaching tools and strategies. And the goal is by the end of the book that the reader will have some really good knowledge and action steps to start taking control of their health and feeling really, really good.
So Steve, how did you both become holistic health coaches?
Well, that's a long story, but I'll wrap it up for you nice and nice and short for the short segment. Basically, I've always had an interest in health and fitness, and I became a personal trainer when I was about 23. I'm 40 now, so I've been in the industry a long time. And so I started off training clients in the gym and things like that and getting them nice and strong and fit. But I realised a lot of the clients that came to see me actually had really deeper problems that needed resolving. And I had actually been through my own living hell when I was growing up as a young boy in Katikati. And my mother was really, really sick. And I actually had to look after her. And that was something that gave me this really interesting, it was like my university in a way, my university of life. Mm-hmm. It was like an experience that you just can't get unless you live through it. And when I started to understand that the people that I was helping with my personal training actually needed to hear more about my story and how I could actually help them, and using that part of my experience to help them, and how we molded that together. And so now I wasn't actually doing personal training so much anymore. I was actually doing a far more holistic approach with my clients. And not just that, what I realized, I had this big question over my head for about sort of 20 years or so, sort of wondering why I had been through this really difficult stage in my life. Like, why did I go through this? Well, when I started to understand that my clients needed my expertise in my personal story, as well as in combination with my health background, my official health background, then I had a purpose for my journey. And that's something that I teach people, and Heidi teaches people as well. We help people to actually create a purpose for the reason why they're going through some tough things or they've been through some tough things. And we combine that into our program. And that's why we call ourselves holistic health coaches. And that's what we do a bit differently to a lot of other people out there.
So the whole package. So Heidi, what do we need to be thinking about looking ahead through the festive season? I mean, it's a great time, but what do we need to do to get through to still feel healthy and well?
Yeah, that's a good question. And actually, I recommend that the listeners grab a pen and paper to write these things down. And if you're on the road, if you've got a passenger, you know, record it on your phone. One thing that we really encourage our clients to think about over this time of year is actually to forget about weight loss, because that's a really difficult thing to do when you're socialising, you've got plenty of food and drink going on. And we encourage them to think about maintaining their weight instead. So, you know, the idea is to get to the end of January and still be the same weight that you are now as you're approaching Christmas. And there's a couple of really valuable tips that we can share with how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is just get rid of your Christmas Day leftovers. We know what it's like when you've got your ham and your pudding in the fridge. Every time you open the fridge, you're having a slice of ham and a spoonful of pudding. It's not wasteful, it's not wasteful to get rid of those leftovers. It's actually preserving your health.
So I guess when you say get rid of them, you're not saying don't get rid of them by eating them all, are you?
That's what I mean. Don't eat them yourself. Pass them on to someone else if you have to, but really we don't want those extra calories.
Okay.
You know, keep your portion sizes a little bit lower than what you normally would. You know, maybe have one serving instead of two. Other things are, you know, hide your Christmas Day treats out of sight. You know, put them in a cupboard somewhere else in the house so that you're not seeing them when you walk into the pantry.
Mm.
Nominate the days that you'll drink alcohol in advance. You know, pinpoint those days and then keep the rest alcohol free.
Mm.
That
time of year, well, this time of year, it can often be that you may have been doing pretty well up to now, and then you get to that stage where it's just like, well, I've started, I might as well just keep going, and you just sit and eat and drink more than you even want to. So you just really have to get a handle on that, don't you, so you're not just going crazy.
Absolutely. You really sort of have to, you know, switch your mindset and just make sure that you're approaching this time of year with a sensible approach. And that's why we encourage people to just focus on maintaining their weight.
Yeah, don't try and lose it. So then what about some areas that we should focus on just to make sure that we get that good rest and recovery too after, you know, what's been a really stressful year for people?
I think the biggest thing that we talk about with our clients is to make sure that they don't switch one stress for another. So this sort of follows on from what Heidi was just mentioning. We get really, really busy up until Christmas. Everybody is so full on. People are working longer hours. They're stuck in traffic. Then they can't find a park at the latest Frisco sale, you know. And so what happens is we run on this adrenaline until Christmas Day, and we're busy trying to, you know, we've got supermarkets going, you know, full noise and all that kind of stuff. And when you get to Christmas Day, what do? We start to remove one stress and we add in the other stress, which is that food stress. It's the high fatty foods. It's the high animal protein intake. It's the higher amount of alcohol. And it's those leftovers that last for days on end. And we feel like what Heidi said, we feel like we shouldn't waste that food.
Mm.
Waste not, want not. So we better eat it. But that actually creates another stress on the body.
Right.
So I'll just give you a quick example, Mel, actually, of a client I worked with a couple of years ago who was doing so well up until Christmas. He was really doing well. And I said, look, what you've got to do now is you've got to focus on maintaining. And I told him exactly what I just told you now. I said, get rid of those leftovers, hand them to somebody else, or get rid of those, you know, the trifles and bits and pieces, stick them down the incinerator if you have to. And I said, go and do that and make sure you maintain through this period. And we'll catch up next week. And we caught up and I said, how'd you go? And he said, not good. I put on 4 kilos in that week, in the last week.
Whoa.
I said, well, did you not follow what I said to you? And he said, my wife wouldn't allow it. She wouldn't allow me to get rid of the leftovers or to pass them on. Because we were thinking, they were in that mindset where the extra abundance of food is actually, it's almost like a currency. Mm. We're wealthy at the moment. We're wealthy with food, you know. And for a lot of people, we do live like that at Christmas time. So he actually put the stress back onto his body, and he had spent all this money trying to lose weight, and then he had gone and sabotaged himself.
Oh, absolutely, which is no good. Hey, sorry, guys, we've run out of time. Could talk to you for hours. Such good advice. Heidi and Steve Jennings, holistic health coaches, thank you so much for your tips to get through Christmas and still, you know, have some sanity there as well.